So I just had to do that. A little bit of Americans rubbing off on me. So I have some questions for you this morning. Don't have to raise your hand or anything like that. But I guess, how many people have been to a camp or something similar as a camper? Don't have to raise your hands. How many of you have served at a camp or something similar? And I guess, how many people of you have been served by someone who's attended a camp? That's everybody in this room. I guess, as we just saw, like, the band has been here since 9 a.m. practicing, and I guess just getting all the little things right that a band needs to do to serve you, serve us as a congregation. And I guess, as Bud and Chris have been mentioning this morning, just got back from SoCal, and yeah, we sacrificed some time and hopefully brought some useful skills with us to hopefully bless their camp and that sort of stuff, other than our accents. Yeah, it's just a truly amazing experience, and I guess all of us were really blessed to be a part of it. But I guess, so what? So we were blessed, awesome. That was in America, that was a week ago. And yeah, cool. All that awesome experience can stay in America, right? No. I guess when you're in a setting like... When you're in a setting like SEP or camp or anything that gets you really fired up, gets that spirit burning and that sort of stuff, it's really easy for that start, for that fire to start, that spark to set ablaze. And yeah, while you're there, while you're at a camp or 2 weeks, it's really easy to be all gung-ho and that sort of stuff. But I guess the hard part is when you get back to reality, like when you get back to the real world, how do all the lessons, all the emotions, all the awesome things that happen at camp, how do you bring that back home? And I guess, one, keep that enthusiasm, that fire, that energy going. And yeah, how do you keep that going? I guess I use the word heading back to reality because reality seems to have this really bad connotation. Like, when I got back to work the first day, it's like, oh, how do you feel being back in reality and all that sort of stuff? Like, it seems really dreary and something that, yeah, just really a really negative connotation. But I guess reality is who we are, and our identity in God should be something to be, I don't know, shared, and should be, yeah, this amazing thing that we're sharing, not only at a camp for a week or whatever the situation is, but it should be shared with every part of our lives. So whether it's at church, whether it's at school, uni, whatever it is, like, it's not some compartment that sits to the left of center and you access it once a year and that sort of stuff. It is definitely something that has meaning and has an effect on every one of our lives day to day. So I guess a big thing, especially for me, like, what I want to try and do is take whatever skills I've learnt at camp, whether it be the awesome dance moves, learning how to sing songs and all that sort of stuff. Like, camp is amazing for those things, but it's not, I guess, the point when you bring it back home. It's really about sharing what we've learnt with each other. And I mean, as Spud was saying before, like, the amount of hospitality and that sort of stuff that we received while we were over there was ridiculous. It was a dream. It's like, so we come into somebody's house and, oh, our home is our home. Sorry, our home is your home for the week or whatever it is. And just to have that straight off the bat, it's, yeah, it was truly a blessing. So I guess, yeah, the big takeaway for me, it's, stuff like this trip on stuff like camp doesn't stay at camp. And for everyone that raised their hand saying that they have been to a camp or they have served or they have been touched by a message, whatever it is, it's not You don't have to keep that inside. It's something that you can share with the person next to you, share with your colleague, share with best friend at school who might not go to church. It's, yeah, like this isn't some, yeah, it's not separate, I guess, is the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. It's not, it's not separate. And life, what we're doing here and what we do during the week is related and affects everything else that we do. Thanks.